Seattle, Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egypt answered a bloody machine gun attack on a bus carrying Coptic Christian pilgrims. Friday, airstrikes were directed at terror bases in Libya where the militant Islamist gunmen were believed to have trained. This Coptic Christian said they are used to killing, but we will never surrender, we will never change, he says, and will support Egypt and the regime. They will die and we will live. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, although it bore all the hallmarks of Egypt's Islamic State affiliate, which has carried out 4 attacks on Coptic Christians since December. Washington Post newspaper reporting that Jared Kushner, President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, discussed with Russia's ambassador to Washington the possibility of setting up a secret communications channel between the Trump transition team and the Kremlin. U.S. news outlets had already reported Kushner is being investigated by the FBI in its probe of possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied any connection or collusion between his team and the Kremlin. The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee has requested that President Trump's political organization submit all Russia-related documents, emails, and phone records going back to 2015. There is a separate federal probe being led by the U.S. Justice Department's special counsel. Mr. Trump's campaign committee, now led by former deputy campaign manager Michael Glassner and John Pence, the nephew of Vice President Mike Pence, have not yet responded to the request. This is VOA News.